Hey, good morning. It's 9:23 on a Wednesday. Yeah, right in the middle of this thing, July the 5th. 64 degrees right now and a whole lot of sunshine for you. Well, it is Wednesday. Got to check in with our friends at OSPTI for our Wednesday report, talking with Rizzy on the phone this morning. Rizzy, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you have a good 4th of July?
Yes, it was great. Got a little sunburned.
Well, yeah, that's it kind of goes with the territory, though. That and mosquitoes, the only two things I really don't like about summer. But, hey, listen, I digress. Today we're going to be talking about, there's some rumors out there about strength training for kids and possibly some misinformation. So straighten us out here, Rizzy.
Yeah, just kind of want to go through on why we need to start our kids and what is actually benefiting from strength training for our kids. So our kids, when they are playing, like walking, running, jumping, they are using so much more force than just their body weight. So if you take a 12-year-old that probably weighs about 90 pounds, you need to add at least 1.5 forces to that child when they are walking. When they're running, they're going to use about 3 to 6 times body weight when they're running. And when they're jumping, they are 4 to 11 times their body weight, which means that they're adding a lot more force and they have to be able to balance on a single leg while they're doing these activities. Running, you land on a single leg, and then you transfer your weight to your other leg, and you're kind of jumping in between. Jumping, you have to go against gravity to get up off the ground and leave your feet, and then be able to land when you're coming down. And so a lot of rumors are that you shouldn't start your kids too early. It'll stunt their growth. It'll be horrible for them. Which, in fact, that you need to kind of work on coordination and balance and movement to help that kid produce movements like walking, running, jumping, and be coordinated and not fall all the time. One other example is, so like we talked about that 90-pound kid, that 12-year-old kid, they're actually forcing 135 pounds just to stand on one leg while walking. So transferring that weight to one side and then transferring their weight to the other. And then while running, it'd be 270 to 540 pounds of force to stand on that single leg while running, because you have to push off and propel yourself faster than walking.
That is some amazing information. It really is. That is amazing stuff.
Yeah, so helping the kids get into the weight room, you're not going to be lifting that extreme weight by any means, but we need to make it compatible so that they are coordinated when they do their functional activities and movements.
And just keeping up with the process, I was not aware. This is fascinating to me because I was not aware that kids go at it that harder. That's actually what's happening. But it really is important, I would imagine, to just keep up with the process, correct?
Correct, yeah. So a lot of the times, a lot of parents will see their kids falling or tripping or things like that. Well, yeah, they have to coordinate that much weight when they are doing those activities. And we kind of break it down here at OSPTI where we go through the movements, we break down movements, and we start with stabilizing that core first before we introduce any increase of weight.
That is just amazing to me. Fascinating stuff, Rizzy. If people have any questions listening to this going, I need to know more, what is your phone number at OSPTI?
641-7725. And we do still have classroom availability for all of our classes here at the training center at OSPTI. So 6:30 a.m. classes for our high schoolers, and then 10:30 to 12 and 8:30 to 10:30 for our morning classes. And those are our junior high ones, just to get them coordinated so that they do better on the court or on the field.
Absolutely. Great information. Rizzy, listen, enjoy the rest of the week, the weekend. We'll talk next Wednesday, okay?
Thank you. You as well.
All right. That is Rizzy at OSPTI in Breckenridge. We check in with our friends over there every Wednesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson.